Okay, Tyra, I have Jason on the line.
Tyra, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
You're welcome. Hi.
So just so our listeners know, we're here talking about you and your mom's new book, 10 Things My Crazy Fierce Mama Taught Me About Beauty, Booty, and Being a Boss. Now, how does this even work writing a book with your mom? I mean, I can see how you have it structured in the book, you know, it kind of shows which one of you is talking, but in terms of writing it, are you guys sitting next to each other cranking this out? Or are you writing separate portions and then comparing notes? Or how does that even work with your mom?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a bunch of different ways. So we had somebody named Kate. She was amazing, and we would talk to her. And so she would get it all down, and then she'd write it. Then she'd pass it. We had a shared Google Doc, and then she'd pass it to my mom and I, and then we would make sure that it was definitely in our words, add our sauce and our sass. And then I did many final edits. I would like to say I did one final edit, but I probably did about 3 final edits. And I just would go and hole up, like, and look at the ocean in L.A. and just sit by the beach and just polish, 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 edit, edit, tighten, tighten, punch up funny things, you know, make things more serious and make sure that it's, you know, feeling the emotion and the tear-jerking moments. So that's how it went. But my mom, she tends to be long-winded, so she would get, like, the Google Doc, and she would just go on these beautiful tangents and this beautiful prose and be writing all this stuff. And then I would get it and be like, Mama, that's 5 pages, but it just needs to be one line. I'm going to take one sentence from that. And she'd be like, what? I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning and did that. I'm like, Mama, I'm telling you, this is how it works. I edit television, and I'm going to edit this to make it really good.
You're the pro, you know. She's got to take your advice. But there's some really good advice here for, you know, let's say if another mother and daughter picks us up, or heck, even a son and their mom or something. Take us into some of the, let's go into a couple of the pearls of wisdom you have here. One of them is how to talk to your daughters about the down and dirty and why moms should throw a period party. You got to explain that.
Exactly. So the first is about the down and dirty. So I had the birds and bees talk, you know, I think probably when I was in late elementary school or early elementary school, my mom explained to me the birds and the bees. It got me a book called Where Did I Come From, which is a very famous book from when I was a kid. So that was down. But when I turned 13, my mom booked a train ride on my birthday from Los Angeles to San Diego, and she proceeded to tell me the down and dirty, like when you're making out with a boy, how your body will feel, how you'll feel weak and floating on cloud 9, and the 8 words that he will whisper in your ear that you need to watch out for. And
what are the eight words?
I can't say. You have to get the book.
Okay, cool.
But when you read those 8 words, you're going to be like, oh my gosh. And I have a feeling that you're going to be like, oops, I might have said that before once or twice to a girl.
That might be my material. You just called me out. No.
I might have called you out. I bet there's guys all across the country are like, Tyra, why'd you have to like put us out there like that?
Yeah, no, you speak the truth. And then about the period parties, she wanted to throw a period.
Yeah. Yeah, so I started my period, and my parents are divorced, and I started my period at my dad's house, and I was so nervous. I didn't want my dad to know, and I called my mom, and I was like so nervous. I'm like, Mom, don't tell Daddy. And she ended up telling him, and I was devastated and freaking out about it. And so my mom realized how I was, like, you know, experiencing my first period. She didn't feel that was healthy. And her mom, when my mom first started her period, her mom, my grandmom, told her, well, you're a woman now, and threw her a box of Kotex, and that's it. And so my mom was like, I got to stop this cycle of fear and confusion and shame. And so she threw me a period party. And she had my friends come over, and we had food and a cake, and my mom made this big basket of, like, sanitary napkins and Kotex and tampons and like all kind of stuff. And it was just this celebration of womanhood. And I have a little boy, but if I had a little girl, I would have thrown her one too at that age.
That's awesome. No, your mom's heart shines through with a lot of these stories. Like there's the tidbit about how a modeling agency said you need to lose a little weight, and then she just says screw it and takes you for pizza anyway. What does that say about
her? Exactly. That says that my mom, like, bucks convention and, you know, says to hell with you and talk to the hand and, you know, and it wasn't just like, let's go eat pizza. My mom said, let's go eat pizza, and then you're going to talk about the kind of career that you're going to have where you can still eat pizza. She's like, what clients like ass? And then I'm like crying, and I have a pen in my hand because I'm still crying from the designers not wanting to hire me anymore. My mom's like, uh-uh, who likes ass? And I'm like, Victoria's Secret. She's like, write it down. So I wrote all these things down on the pizza butcher paper at the table in the pizzeria, you know, and I'm like, Victoria's Secret. She's like, write it down. And then she's like, who has an ass? I'm like, Cindy Crawford, write it down. And so then I had this whole list of stuff, and she's like, those models are the kind of career that you can implement and kind of be inspired by, and those are going to be your future clients. And I was like, whoa. And then the paper came true. We put it into action, as opposed to crying and saying, oh, my God, I'm going to leave the fashion industry, or, oh, my gosh, I'm going to starve myself to fit in a high fashion designer's dress. And so my mom has always been that rock for me, and in an atypical way, but very effective.
It's in along similar lines to that with the whole pizza story. I mean, it just boggles my mind. I mean, I guess hindsight's 20/20, but that you were ever once told that you were, quote, not fit for a camera face. That's just insanity to me. But how do you take sort of criticisms like that and then been able to spin it into, you know, you're the first African-American to grace Sports Illustrated, the swimsuit edition.
Yeah. Man,
but like, you know, how could they be so wrong and you just stick to, you know, inside, you know, you can do it.
You know, it's so funny, yeah, that the first modeling agency that signed me says I was not a photogenic model. I was just a runway girl. But I was so happy even at that, because the six agencies before that said flat out no to me. So even just that tiny door opening of saying you can't do photos, but we're going to put you in the runway division was great. I was like, I'm going to do it. And my mom was a photographer, a medical photographer, and then she had like kind of a glamour portraiture business on the side. And she felt that I was photogenic. So we just continued to practice on the weekends and fill up my portfolio with photos. And then slowly I got booked for jobs. 17 Magazine booked me, and Spanish Vogue booked me, and a lot of different big clients when I was in high school. So I slowly started to show that I was a photogenic model too. It's just, I guess that agent didn't see it. But I really didn't care. I was just like, you got me in this door and I am going to work this runway. Now my mom wanted to pummel them. She wanted to slap them in the face when they said that. She never told me that until after.
She would have given them a not fit for camera face.
Exactly.
All right, final.
Jason, we got to run. We got to run, Jason.
Okay, awesome. Tyra, thanks so much. Good luck with the book.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye.